Tips from the Top Floor, show number 73, November 23rd, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Hi, this is Lawrence from Victoria, British Columbia. You're listening to Tips from the Top Floor, the best podcast about digital photography. I want to say hi to all the forum members and the listeners in Canada and in the Philippines. Good job, Chris. Keep it up. Thanks. Bye.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor. It's the middle of the week and oh my god, I wish this week was over already. It's just so tough going. Well, I hope you're doing better, but at least I found some time to do another show. And on today's show is usually first the news. And first, here's an email from listener Joshua Skinner, who added something about last show's topic, where I was talking about how to hold your camera so you get less camera shake and keep it steady. And I said in the show that holding your breath while pressing the shutter is a good idea. So here's something that Joshua added, and this is what he wrote. I find that sometimes when I hold my breath, it can actually make me shake more. Therefore, I decided to try a trick I had read in a book about military snipers. Instead of holding their breath, they breathe in and then breathe out, pulling the trigger at the point where they've exhaled halfway. With practice, I found that this works better for me. I think it's because I start to relax as I exhale, so I sort of catch myself still at this moment and can take the picture with less shake than just holding my breath. And I think that's an excellent input. I mean, I don't want to draw too much of a parallel here, but taking pictures with a telezoom lens is probably similar to being a sniper. And, well, just that you don't shoot anyone or anything, but you shoot a picture. But they also have to hold their guns really, really, really still. So that might actually work, and I'll have to give that a try myself. There's something going on the forum that I really love. It's the Roaming Tips from the Top Floor mug. Some of the listeners have posted pictures of the Tips from the Top Floor mug in all sorts of different places. If you've ever watched the movie Emily, where she takes pictures of, I think it's a garden gnome, and sends it back to her father, this is kind of the same thing, and I love it. So if you happen to own one of those mugs, just shoot one of those pictures and post it on Flickr and assign the tag RoamingTFTTF mug to it, and it'll show up in the list. And you can look at all those mug pictures on flickr.com/photos/tags/RoamingTFTTF mug. And of course, I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. Check it out. Some clarification on the Pop-Tarts. I mentioned a few shows ago that I was in the United States and brought home Pop-Tarts. Yeah, some of those have turned out to be really yucky. If you saw the picture of the last show, there was, I think, an American Idol special edition of those. And they are really red and they taste funny. Not sure if I really like them. So, well, that's me trying out new things. I think if you've ever been to a different country, it's always fun to go shopping there and find things that you don't get at home and bring things home and show them off at your friends. So, yeah, I'm sure I'll bring some chocolate chip Pop-Tarts next time, but those special editions are kind of strange. And here's a few words on the forum registration. Apparently, there are some registration confirmation mails that weren't delivered to their recipients because they had typos in the email addresses. Please, please, please make sure you double check your email address when you register for the forum. Otherwise, you won't be able to get access. Also, your email system might think that a forum registration email is spam. So please also check your spam folder after registering on the forum. And last but not least, if you still can't resolve this, send me an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com with the email address you signed up with, and I'll try to track it down for you. And the last news item today is we have another surprise beanbag winner. If you remember from the previous surprise beanbag giveaways, you know that they're usually handed out to forum members for hitting some mysterious post number or something similar on the forum. But today's Tips from the Top Floor surprise beanbag giveaway is handed out for something different. It goes to listener Flo from Germany, who has been absolutely marvelous with his support in getting the Tips from the Top Floor library off the ground, and who has spent a lot of time helping others to format their entries, and, well, who's just been a great supporter. He's written a lot of stuff on the glossary and just all around on the library. Thanks, Flo, and Lee probably has sent the beanbag off to you already. And last but not least, just a quick reminder, there's the Tips from the Top Floor voicemail line now, where you can leave greetings or feedback on the show. It's 206-202-3757, that's 206-202-DSLR. And for those outside the United States, this is a US phone number. You'll have to prefix that with your international code and one for the United States. So from Germany, that would be 001 or plus one from a mobile phone. And yeah, leave your greetings, leave your feedback. And if I like it, I'll put it on the show. And now, without further ado, let's get into the topic for today. And today it's time for another exercise. Today's exercise is about angles and thinking outside the box. And as usual, unless you're driving in your car at the moment or handle any heavy machinery, drop everything now, grab your camera and follow along with me. And here's what I want you to do. Take a few seconds to find something in your vicinity that would make a good subject. Got something? Okay, now lift the camera up to your eye or look at the image on the live preview, compose a picture, and press the shutter button. So far, so good. You have a picture, and chances are it's, well, one of the type of compositions you always do. So let's stay with the same subject, but now try to throw overboard everything you ever knew about composition and start from scratch. Look through the viewfinder and compose again, but with the difference that this time it is strictly forbidden to use any of the composition rules that you had in mind before. No rule of thirds, make that the rule of 17ths if you want. And when it comes to being careful to not cut off anything of the subject, this time you are actually highly encouraged to cut off as much of the subject as you like. And as for the angle that you use to capture the subject, how about walking around it and, well, if it's big enough, even climbing on top of it or lying under it and take a picture from an angle that you would have never done under normal circumstances. Yes, it's the Wild West and you're the pioneer who's inventing a new style of photography. Take 10 or more of those crazy shots using strange angles, forbidden compositions, and it's even okay if you don't look through the viewfinder at all. Then go back to your computer, upload the pictures and compare them with the first one that you composed in a more traditional way. Notice something? Yes, thinking outside the box and trying something new that you've never tried before can yield very cool results. Why don't you share some of your results with us in the listener pictures area of the Tips from the Top Floor forum? And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for listening. You won't talk about this, you won't talk about that. The Cows assignment is still open until November the 26th. In order to participate, click the assignment button on tipsfromthetopfloor.com, and there have already been quite some cool submissions, so make sure you don't miss out on that. Oh, and a quick note about Yahoo Podcasts. Last show, I kind of told you that everything was all right, but as of checking today, it still doesn't look as if it would catch a new show. And actually, there's two different feeds on Yahoo Podcasts for Tips from the Top Floor. And one is the one with all those high ratings, and the other one is, well, popped out of nowhere and doesn't have any ratings and, well, doesn't have any tags and nothing. So, oh well, I'll try to contact my contact at Yahoo Podcasts again, and, well, I hope this is going to be sorted out pretty soon. I mean, it's really cool the amount of ratings and great feedback that I've received on Yahoo Podcasts. Oh, it's just a shame that it's not working as expected. So if anyone from Yahoo Podcasts listen to this, please, please, please do something about that. It's really a pity that it doesn't work. Anyway, my name is Chris Marquardt. This was Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for listening. And as always, happy shooting.